Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Joining us now is Lawrence James. He's Director of Forensics and Investigations for the Cyber Forensic Group in Medford, which conducts cyber investigations and provides cybersecurity for corporations. He also works in law enforcement. Mr. James, good morning and welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you.
As we just heard in that report by Meghna Chakrabarty, police were able to track down Philip Markov by tracing the use of his cell phone and his computer. Walk us through how that works. How are police able to uncover cyber fingerprints?
First off, let me just state that I haven't spoken with any of the investigators involved, and I have no intimate knowledge of the investigation. But if they had the target in mind being Craigslist for information, subpoenas, freeze orders, and subsequent search warrants could be issued to the legal team at Craigslist to provide any information regarding any communications from the victim in this case and the alleged suspects. Once that information has been returned back to law enforcement, from there they'll continue to pour through those records, and they may issue several or even another dozen of follow-up subpoenas on IPs that may have been provided in the initial subpoenas and search warrants and email addresses, etc. As far as the cell phone go, if there was a cell phone on the scene, that would be pretty standard operating procedure to see if the victim, who the victim's most recent communications were with. A freeze order could be placed on that telephone number and a subsequent search warrant to provide any of the phone calls incoming and outgoing.
Do most criminals or alleged criminals not appreciate how traceable they are by cell phone or online?
I think a good deal of them do understand that they can be traced. However, I think a great deal of them lack the understanding of the technologies to realize where they're leaving information about themselves. So more and more, as we're becoming more technically advanced, people are understanding more, the bad guys are understanding more that they are leaving information that can be retrieved by investigators. So they may at some point try to employ some techniques to try to cover their tracks a little bit better.
So you've already said that you're not intimately acquainted with the tactics used by the authorities in finding Philip Markov. But does it appear to you that he was unusually clumsy in the way he left his cyber fingerprints all over the place?
Well, like I say, I don't know exactly what they did subpoena, but the fact that he, using Craigslist, there are several records that can be gleaned from that, and if based on what I've heard through the media, they've done some subpoenas based on IP records, which may very well have come back to his BlackBerry or his home, and you know, that just shows that he probably didn't have a great understanding of how easy it would be to trace him.
Can a more sophisticated criminal use the internet and cover his or her tracks more effectively?
Yeah, they can try. There are some tools out there that assist them, but at that point in time, it really comes down to good old-fashioned police work, solid interviewing, background checks on the victims, speaking to people that knew them. You get a great deal of information from there. That, in turn, can lead you into other areas to try to help you identify the people involved.
The arrest of Philip Markov shows how effective cyber investigation can be. We're wondering if there's a flip side to that. Is it also a reminder of how visible and maybe vulnerable we are in cyberspace?
Personally, myself, I'm not looking over my shoulder when I'm in cyberspace. You know, I use it for the reasons it was intended. I think the vast majority of people do use it for its intended purpose. With the onslaught of identity theft and all of the frauds and stuff going online, that is a sign of that. I think people just need to be vigilant, and especially from children's standpoint of being victimized, parents need to be involved in their lives and make sure they go in and check on their kids and see what they're doing.
Lawrence James, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Lawrence James is Director of Forensics and Investigations for the Cyber Forensic Group in Medford. He's also a Medford police detective.